Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin, in for Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Coming up, we're going to hear the story of an Iraqi man who sort of cast his lot with the U.S., and it looks like he might be paying the price. He's in exile now. He's hoping the U.S. will take him in. We've got NPR's Deborah Amos to tell us that story. First, though, let's hear about today's top stories from our guest newscaster. Traveled all the way here to do two newscasts, so savor this. Savor this flavor, everybody. It's Korva Coleman.
This is NPR.
And good morning again, everybody. Turkish authorities now say at least 8 troops are missing from a weekend clash with Kurdish rebels. At least 12 Turkish soldiers died in a rebel attack on a military convoy. Turkey's parliament has voted to allow Turkish troops to pursue rebels over the border into northern Iraq. Despite U.S. and Iraqi government pressure not to do so, Turkey's president says he will take appropriate action when the time is right. At least a dozen fires in Southern California have scorched more than 35,000 acres, leaving one person dead and several homes and other buildings destroyed, including a castle. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared 7 counties disaster areas. Reporter Duali Saikato says there's one major reason the fire is spread.
The problem is the wind. The National Weather Service clocked 50 to 60 miles per hour wind gust, and officials say wind speeds could surpass that today. LA County Fire Chief Michael Freeman said the low humidity and lack of rain makes the canyon fire potentially very dangerous.
That's a report from Duali Saikato in Los Angeles. Thousands of people have evacuated, including all public elementary schools in Malibu, California. Louisiana's governor-elect, 36-year-old Congressman Bobby Jindal, the Republican lawmaker, bested a dozen other candidates. He will succeed Governor Kathleen Blanco next January. Jindal is the first Indian-American chief executive here in the United States. He first ran for governor 4 years ago at the ripe old age of 32. His first state job was as Louisiana health care secretary when he was 24. If you've got AT&T Wireless, you've now got access to Napster. The telecom company is offering Napster's entire music library to you at a cost of $1.99 per song. There's about 5 million songs to choose from. Yes, that's right, 5 million. You can transfer songs to your computer or upload any Napster song from your computer to your phone. But AT&T officials have yet to tell you which phones will work with the service. There's one phone they definitely won't work with, the iPhone, which supports Apple's iTunes service. And I'm sorry, but it won't be the Cleveland Indians in the World Series this year, as everybody first thought. The Boston Red Sox crushed the Indians last night, 11-2. At the beginning of the series, Cleveland was actually ahead, 3-1 before choking. Now Boston will meet the Colorado Rockies Wednesday night for Game 1 in the World Series. Who would have thunk? Tomorrow, the sun will probably rise in the west. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
You know, we've been working on kind of really tightening up our fact-checking on the BPP, and I just want to know your sources on that whole sun thing.
I mean, journalists never reveal their sources, right. Luke. You know that.
Fair enough. Korva Coleman, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Korva. You're welcome. Thanks, Rach.